Yeah. So that's what we got to look forward to.
All right. Mark and Les, thank you guys very much.
More than welcome.
Thank you. It was a great 2 hours.
And, it was a great 2 hours.
You know, too bad we can't stay for another, what, 8 or 9 hours. That'd be kind of fun.
We could stay for two more.
We could. Actually, I'm leading a hike for the Appalachian Mountain Club. Otherwise, I would love to stay.
Just because it's going to rain cats and dogs, you're going to go on a hike.
There's a good chance that the next time I'm on in February, Les is going to come on. We're going to talk about women jazz singers.
Ooh, that sounds interesting.
I'm really looking forward to that.
Yeah. What was that?
I'm sorry. It was breakfast. I apologize.
I think it was that veggie omelet that Mike just had.
I think it was.
Oh, man.
Yeah, those hot peppers get every time.
Tom's, I got some in my pocket.
Okay.
Hey, do you have a moment? I have something, just the power of the arts, such as music or in literature.
Yeah.
Yeah, I found that in 2008, I had read it recently, in Cambridge, England, where Cambridge University is, all the high schools there are of the highest quality, a questionnaire was given, and 20% of the class thought that Sherlock Holmes and Eleanor Rigby were real.
Really?
Number one.
20%?
Yeah, 20%.
What about the other 60%?
I don't know. I mean, that's, and that Winston Churchill was fictional. Can you believe that?
Wow.
But
wow.
There is Eleanor Rigby. Someday I'm going to talk about the strange story about Eleanor Rigby in the 1960s, 70s. And someone called Gretchen am Spinnrad, which in German means Gretchen at the spinning
wheel. Yeah, it's all Greek to me.
Now, Schubert, 100 years ago, 100 years before the Beatles, talked about what came through the Beatles. 100 years before, she had had Eleanor Rigby in the same body, the lost love, the sitting down, the loneliness. They were both exactly the same, and I swear to this day, no one called the Beatles knew anything about who Gretchen was. Exactly the same tune, except a different piece of music.
It's just fascinating how that stuff happens.
Wow. We ought to do that sometime. I think it'd be fun.
There you go. Show right there.
I think there's a cover of Ella Fitzgerald doing Eleanor Rigby. We can tie
there
that
is.
In.
There is, yeah.
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 Awesome.
Oh, cool. All right, stay tuned for Something About the Women with Sue. I'm Mike. If they let me, I'll come back next week at 9.
91.5 WMFO.
It is.
Medford.
Yes.
Good morning, friends. Welcome to Something About the Women here on 91.5 WMFO in Medford. It is kind of a dreary day here. I'll try to cheer you up. The good news is we're here and we've got lots of good music for you. The bad news is I've only got one CD player, so I'm not really sure how I'm going to transition between songs except to talk in between them, or I may find another digital avenue to pursue. So I hope you'll bear with me while I try to get things rocking and rolling here today. I mentioned to Mike when we were talking just a minute ago that there's a big controversy that blew up about sexism in mainstream country radio. And so I've been thinking about that a lot. And so going to be playing you a bunch of country today and working on getting an interview with Elizabeth Cook, who is a fantastic DJ over on Outlaw Country on satellite radio, who got involved in the controversy and not involved. She commented on the controversy, and I'd really like to talk to her about it. And so I'm working on trying to get her on the show at some point. So that is really exciting. Going to continue now. I'm going to send this one out to my friend Barb. It's a cover of a Beatles song by one of her favorite bands. Here you go.
Try to see it my way. Do I have to keep on talking till I can't go on? Will you see it your way? When the risk of knowing that our love is soon gone, we can work it out. We can work it out. Think of what you're saying. You can get it wrong and still you think that it's alright. Think of what I'm saying. We can work it out or get it straight or say goodnight. We can work it out. We can work it out.
Got my better years. Montana, you got 5 years of my life. But your sub-zero wind will never touch me again. A southern girl can't live on snow and ice. Cross the Dixie line, I'll throw away my coat, and my goose down underwear will have to go. I'll never live again where the weather chills you to the bone. I'm tired of living like an Eskimo. Cotton blooms in the spring and the snow don't fly. Gotta rest these chilly bones in the southern sunshine.
She drove west from Salt Lake City to the California coastline. She hit the San Diego freeway doing 60 miles an hour. She had a husband on her bumper. She had a 5 restless children. She was singing as sweet as a mockingbird in that 40 gun line. She sold to the earth, straight from the bosom of the Mormon church. Boys like wine, cruising along in that 40 gun line. Her husband was a gambler. He was a Salt Lake City rambler. And he filled the gold cage around his silver goldie.
Recording now.
Yep.
We're all gonna die someday, Lord. We're all gonna die someday. Mama's on pills, daddy's over the hill, but we're all gonna die someday. Well, it hurts. It hurts down here cause we're running out of beer, but we're all gonna die someday. We're all gonna die someday, Lord, we're all gonna die someday. Mama's on pills, daddy's over the hill, but we're all gonna die someday. Yeah, we're all gonna die someday, Lord. We're all gonna die someday.
Straight roll of the
that is Margot Price. That's a new cut from her, just came out, called Stone Me. And Margot Price is kind of tearing it up out there in the country world, one of the newer voices taking over that country scene, at least on the women's side. And I got so into that set that I kind of forgot that I was on the radio and needed to take breaks and tell you what we heard. So before Margot Price, we heard Elin Jewell Crawl from her, I think it's her latest release from last year, Gypsy. Casey Musgraves did Follow Your Arrow. I love that song. That's from a great album called Same Trailer, Different Park. And before Casey Musgraves, we heard Casey Chambers, our Australian pal, We're All Gonna Die Someday. It's from her very famous album, The Captain. Great album. If you haven't heard it, run, don't walk, and go get it. Nancy Griffiths did 40 Connelline, and I love that song. Just a great, great song. And we have four more songs to tell you about in this set. So we heard Elizabeth Cook doing a song about Dolly Parton from an album that goes way back to 2002 called Hey Y'all, where she was... Elizabeth Cook had a sort of a more mainstream country sound, and she's evolved over the years. And as I said at the top of the show, I'm hoping against hope that we'll have her on the show, be able to do an interview with her, because she is fantastic. I just need to say that Mike is standing out in the hallway and making faces at me and trying to distract me while I'm doing my show, which is very serious business. Now he's hiding behind some 12-inch vinyl and making different faces. You know, I love Mike and everything, but, you know, he's distracting me right now. He's distracting me from telling you that before Elizabeth Cook sang about Dolly, we heard Dolly Parton herself doing Highway Heading South. And that is from an album called Love is Like a Butterfly. And then we heard Crooked Still, We Can Work It Out. And that, of course, is a Beatles cover, and that's from the 2011 album, Friends of Fall. And I hope Barb was listening to that. I played that for her, and we started the show with the Little Willies doing Fist City. So it's 11:30 here on Something About the Women. It's WMFO in Medford. And if you hear noise in the background, it's because they're building a gigantic building. The Green Line is moving to right outside the station, actually. They're extending the Green Line out to Tufts. And Tufts bought the air rights above the station, and so they're building a gigantic building that's going to have retail and classroom space and all kinds of stuff. So a catty corner across the street from WMFO will be a tea station, and there will also be some stuff there, some shops and things, probably coffee shops, stuff like that. Anyway, that's the noise you hear out the window. It's always something new to listen to in the background here on WMFO. It might be the 96 bus. It might be, you know, Mike making noise. But in this case, it is the construction. All right, continuing now. This is another Beatles cover. And I just love discovering new Beatles covers. This is an artist named Alison Krauss here on Something About the Women.
There are places I remember in my life, though some have changed, some forever, not for better, some have gone and some remain. All these places had their moments with lovers and friends. Can recall some are dead and some are living. In my life, I've loved them all. But of all these friends and lovers, there is no one compares with you.
right, because I'm still trying to find some songs for all these requests that I've got coming in, which is fabulous. If you have a request, head on over to Facebook, to the Something About the Women radio show page, and find yourself a thread to, or just post what you want to hear. Meanwhile, let's see what we got next. This is some Sarah Gale Meach, but we gotta cue it up better. All right, here we go. Sarah Gale Meach here on Something About the Women. Really, I mean it this time.
Just what I imagine, no one knows where she's been. open calendar. What's my schedule looking like?
Next Thursday, you will be caught in an emergency flash flood between Park and First Street.
What? No, no, that doesn't work. I'm busy then. Decline. Decline.
Floods don't exactly work around your schedule. Disasters don't plan ahead. But you can. It starts with talking to your loved ones about making an emergency plan. So don't wait. Communicate. Visit mass.gov/MEMA. Brought to you by the Massachusetts Emergency Management Agency, FEMA, and the Ad Council.
Driving into town with a dark cloud above you, dialing the number who's bound to love you. Oh, honey, you turn me on. Now I'm a radio
I'm a country station. I'm a little bit corny. I'm a wildwood flower waving for you. I'm a broadcasting tower waving for you. And I'm sending you this signal here. And I hope you can pick it up loud and clear. Cause I know you don't like weak women. You get bored so quick. But you don't like strong women cause they're hip to your tricks. It's been dirty for dirty down the line. But you know I come when you whistle, when you're loving and kind. And if you've got too many doubts, if there's no good reception for me, then tune me out. Cause honey, who needs the static? It hurts the head, and you wind up cracking, and your day goes dismal from breakfast bunny to the side of prayer. What a sorry face you get to wear. I'm gonna tell you again now if you're still listening there. If you're driving into town with a dark cloud above you, dial in the number who's bound to love you. If you're lying on the beach with a transistor going, kick off the sandflies. Honey, the love's still flowing. If your head says forget it, but your heart's still smoking, call me at the station. The lines are open. The lines are open. The lines are open. Take me with you now, 'cause I need
sweet and low. 'Cause we've got nowhere to go. I am yours, and you're the love I know. I held every inch of you. I wrote every line for you. I made time when time was all but gone. You're the love I've always known.
You're listening to Something About the Women on 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
A stone is not a mountain, but a river runs through.